This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Can you believe we're just a week and a half away from Labor Day? Wow, the Minnesota State Fair starts today. Oh my, fall is upon us. I love cooler temperatures, but I don't want the summer to be over yet. We're seeing all kinds of mums appearing now at our local nurseries, big box stores, and some are even showing up at gas stations. Proven Winners has some gorgeous options outside of the typical yellow, orange, and oranger. They have a pink one called Milton Pink Bicolor Mum. This one's quite the looker, with a line of white along the inside of the pink petals. Mixing this one with flowering kale would be quite stunning. Its sister is dark pink. She's solid pink with a bright yellow center. I have pictures on GardenBite.com. A sunny, bright beauty is called Hilo Tangerine. It's so bright you'll need shades. These are all annual mums. However, there are some hardy mums, and you can thank the University of Minnesota. Their mum breeding program is one of the oldest public sector breeding programs in the world, and the only one in North America. The cushion habit of mums, a genetic discovery of the U of M breeders, was the basis for the university's first plant patent in 1977 for Min Gopher. In 1990, breeders inspecting field plantings found seedlings of unprecedented size, now marketed worldwide as mammoth mums. The plants produce several thousand flowers and grow 3 to 4 feet across in the second season and thereafter. Faribault Growers is the home of Minnesota mums, which grow perfectly well in any part of the upper Midwest. I have a link on GardenBite.com and a picture of Min Gopher. They have a large number of mums in lots of colors and styles. Look for more information and more pictures of some choice mums on GardenBite.com. Find GB on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.